Accession number 28773, reel 13.
And could they understand the Doric or?
Oh yes, they did. No, they thought they were a bit smarter than us. They thought that we were a bit of the neeps, you know. But there's one thing I did notice, and it's happened a lot now up here in Aberdeen. Aberdeen used to have time to get up in the morning, half six, you see. Well, they used to think that was 6:30, whereas with us, it was 5:30, you know. But the definitely changed. Now, everyone accepted it being 6:30, 5:30, but before, the time to New York, or, you know, start with 5:30, you know. That was 5:30, not 5:30. Just 4:30, it would have been 5:30, you know. And but that has changed completely now. It's one thing I did note. So I don't know how that it gradually developed from the northeast, 6:30 or that, then 5:30, or 7:30, then 6:30.
Like, if you said 6:30,
aye,
you were really meaning 5:30.
That's right.
So it might have been like half before the 6:00.
That's right, it was. And you ask your father and mother, going back, 5:30, time to get up for 5:30, what that mean? And see what, they may be forgotten about it, you know, but that's one thing that I do remember. And they always led a bit of confusion, you know, the sharp boys from Glasgow, 6:30, you know, 6:30, and the boys being 6:30 being 5:30.
And did they ever use the past as well, you know, like 6:30? Did that actually mean 6:30?
Well, yes, but we never used that damn factor in the army. It was always 1300, 1400, 1450 or that. You got into the 24-hour clock, so the half of that, although afraid of that, although they'd casually speak, sometimes about 6:30 or something, you know, 6:30. That, because they spent it 6:30 the hour, instead with the naughty, if it's 6:30, a 6:30 before the hour.
Oh. And you mentioned yoking there as well.
Oh, yoking.
Was that meaning to yoke the horses or
that's
something?
That's right, yes. That's a yoking time, starting time. Mm-hmm. Put the yoke onto the horses, yes. Yoking time. Lousing time is another expression in the northeast. Lousing, finishing time, you know.
Okay. And the ship as well. Do you remember the ship's name or anything?
I think it's Strathiden. It had been quite a fairly comfortable ship. But by this time, a lot of the decks had been cleared out and made room to take a lot of troops. So instead of having a cabin to sleep in, we had a hammock, you know, sling your hammock or sling your hook.
And had you ever been in anything like this before?
I'd never been in a hammock, no. And one day time, for the first time, you got into it, and immediately you toppled out of it. A lot of bad temper, you know, in a mess table, no, you were fairly close together, so there was a few blunt noses. Got that until people settled down, you know. But then this, the first couple of nights, getting into this hammock. With a bit of a contraption. Anyway, I think we'll close now, Arlene. I've kept the